see what he's doing. Let's take some more calls. Let's go to Charles in Los Angeles. You're up with us. Hey, Charles, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. A first-time caller from Southern California. It's been a fascinating show.
Thank you.
Especially the last hour. Two things I'd like to bring up, and then I'll take my response off the air. While we're waiting for these wonderful ideas to get properly capitalized, which is a big challenge, I got an interesting idea about beating swords into plowshares. How about we take our naval fleet and instead of their operations out to war, like in Libya and the Middle East right now, we take them and plug them into the grid, because every one of these submarines and aircraft carriers have sophisticated nuclear reactors. And on the island of Kauai, Hurricane Iniki, this was used to temporarily give power to that island as it was ravaged by the hurricane. And to give an example, the aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan produces 1.3 gigawatts of power. The island of Oahu demand is 1.24 gigawatts. So that means one aircraft carrier could actually power Oahu 24/7. I say let's bring our naval fleet back and plug them into the grid from Washington, Oregon, California, and wrap it around the United States, instantly reducing our electrical demand, saving all of us middle-class people on our